And we're talking to famous comedian Lily Tomlin today on WIXX. Hello, Lily. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Corey. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. It sounds like you're calling from the road today. What are you up to?
Oh, well, I just left the gym. I'm just sitting in my car now talking to you, trying to make the noise go away.
Oh, hey, there. No problem. There we go. Now that's nice and clear now. Well, you know, you look back at your career, Lily, and you've done so many things over the years. What are some of the highlights that you can look back on, specific moments that you have, you know, either experienced on stage or in front of the camera that really stick out in your mind?
Oh, God, I think, The Search was really a big deal. That's a favorite, one of the favorite things I've ever done on the stage. And it was written by my partner, Jane Wagner, and on closing night in New York, the audience jumped to its feet and started chanting, author, author, author.
Oh, cool.
That was really great because it's like, you know, I think I've only seen that in the movies.
Right.
And Jane happened to be there. One night she happened to be there. Because we had a saying in the company, you know, there are more fans who have seen the show
Sure. More
times than Jane.
So she finally was there on the right night, it sounds like, huh?
She came on the right night. It was quite nice.
Pretty cool. A quote I see here from USA Today. Lily Tomlin just might be the eighth wonder of the world. That's an attest to the fact that you're still delivering such high-quality entertainment. After so many years of being in the business, I mean, that's got to be a big feather in your cap to hear compliments like that.
Well, it's really special now that I'm working with a walker. So I could hear you take that. I could hear you like a little gasp of intake.
Exactly. I was like, okay, is she or not?
When people say things like that about me or something, I'm always thinking, I wonder what they think I'm going to do. am I going to come out on a walker? Or,
right.
Not that there's anything wrong with being on a walker.
Right. Well, I'm imagining since you're getting back from the gym, unless they had some kind of real special treadmills at the gym that, you know, you could do a walker on them. You're probably...
Well, you know, that's a good idea.
There we go. We could invest in it together and make millions maybe, huh?
And there's going to be more and more of us.
Yeah.
The baby boomers are galloping toward the finish line.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about, I was reading your bio a little bit, and this website for women that you were a part of, the Wow, 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 I think it's called, and some other...
It's called Wow, Oh, Wow.
Oh, Wow, Oh, Wow. Okay, Wow, Oh, Wow. I see. A lot of other female comedians and celebrities on that site. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your involvement in that website and what you contribute.
It was begun about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little longer.
Sure.
Now I can't remember when it started. But I came on, I was one of 12 people that came out initially. The founders of the site are Liz Smith, the columnist, and Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes, and Mary Wells, who is very, very famous advertising innovator.
Sure.
Way back. She colored Braniff Airlines. She colored the planes. She sold the Beetle to the U.S. She did Plop Plop Fizz Fizz. Lots of things. She's, you know, she was a very well-known advertising magnet.
Sure.
I won't think of their names. Joni Evans, who is a publisher, signed, and she had her own printing house and there was one other one, and lots of really terrific women came on, like Joyce Gans Cooney, I think, who created Sesame Street. And
oh, wow.
A lot of much, much more qualified than I.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but.
Actresses, Candace Bergen and me and Marlo Thomas and Whoopi and Jane Wagner, my partner, who's a writer. And several women like that. And since then, as it developed, it was meant to be a site for women of all ages to talk about everything, culture, makeup, etiquette, men, women, whatever, babies, you know, just a real
sure.
a real clearing house for women
yeah.
in general.
Yeah,
and lots of incredible things happened. I saw women who were in abused relationships. They would form little kind of coffee clutches. You know, certain ones would gather every day at a certain time, and a lot of women were, you know, educated to improve their situation. And
sure.
We've had everybody on in the world since then. And, oh, and I love, too, because they were, you know, very liberal people and very conservative.
Uh-huh.
And when they bring on somebody real liberal, then all the conservatives would complain.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So it was really dynamic. It had a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And communication around it. So I love that. I did videos for them. I did a one for Mother's Day. Ernestine goes and buys a Mother's Day card.
Oh, okay.
Advises you on how to pick out a Mother's Day card. And when I go to the Tonys or someplace like that, I do a, you know, a kind of candid video. And
sure, sure.
Lots of fun.
Oh, it sounds like a...
I also, because elephants in captivity are an interest of mine. In fact, I just did my partner Jane wrote the narration, and I delivered it for this, for Elephants in Captivity, which I've been involved with in
sure.
for a few years.
Okay.
Anyway, and I just won an Emmy. This last Emmy's, I won an Emmy for narrating.
Oh, wow.
So I talked a lot about elephants, and I would try to gather support for that kind of cause.
Sure, sure. Real quick, we're doing a promotion on our radio station right now where we're giving away designer purses. So I have to ask, what kind of purse does Lily Tomlin carry?
Well, I do have a purse. I do have a designer purse right now, but it's it's like about $250. It's not costly, and it's built like iron. I've had a couple of years already, and there's not a mark on it.
Really?
It's just a tote bag. It doesn't really have a proper closing at the top. It just has like a little hook and a hook and a loop sort of.
Sure.
You know? So if you threw your purse off onto the floor, something would probably slide out.
Right.
Michael Kors, KORS.
Sure, yeah, Michael Kors is a very popular brand. What color is it?
It's camel colored. You're very awful. But it's like built like iron, I'm telling you. I could put like seven gold brick bullions in here, and I wouldn't rip the handles off. And it's made of that kind of leather, God bless the cow, made of some kind of leather that just doesn't mark or anything. I mean, I don't know why we didn't get born with skin like this.
Right, wouldn't that be nice, huh?
It doesn't wrinkle. It doesn't scuff. I don't know what it's made of.
It's all about the durability these days, I guess, huh?
No, not really. I mean, you know, they purses for like $15,000, $20,000. I don't know. They don't hold up at all. So, not that I have one, but I've observed some that haven't held up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is a good investment on your part, sounds like.
Well, this course is. This was a good investment. Although it's kind of, you know, I'm always, when I grew up in Detroit, I had a woman that lived in our building, Mrs. Rupert, who was a botanist, and she took a big shine to me. She told my mom that she thought I was the child in the building who was most likely to rise above her station. And so she used to take me out every Saturday shopping at Hudson's in Detroit, which is now torn down.
Sure.
And to teach me how to be a lady.
Oh, cool.
Plan for me to marry well and run a big house with a staff and everything. So, I had to carry a purse when we went shopping. I had to carry a purse, and I had to be able to reach into the purse and get anything I wanted without looking.
Wow, so you've had some experience in the whole purse realm.
Well, now that you're mentioning it, it's coming up.
Yeah.
And purse, I'm forever digging in it, just like a... some kind of white trash. I'm not elegant or not press my staff if I had one.
Oh, well, I'm sure most of our listeners are right there in that same boat with you. Speaking of Detroit, you know, born and raised in Detroit, you know, you went to school for a while at Wayne State. And do you get back to the Midwest very often? I mean, you're coming to Wisconsin here, which is kind of close, I guess.
Well, yeah, pretty close. And I've been to Wisconsin many times. Milwaukee. I played the, you know, that wonderful theater you have right there in the city.
Sure.
It's all Red Velvet. What's the name of that darn theater?
It's
very, very charming, wonderful theater. And I played Madison several times. But Detroit, I go back to the Midwest because I still have a cousin and her family lived there, and my Aunt Irma D., who was my dad's baby sister, just died a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
She was 91, so I always went back to see her. She was hilariously wonderful. And I just was back there about a month ago.
Do you miss coming back? I mean, do you miss living here? I suppose if you missed it enough, you'd live here in general. But are there certain things about the Midwest that when you come back, you're like, oh, I kind of miss that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think I took the Midwest with me. I'm acculturating other people here on the West Coast to Midwest sensibility.
That a girl.
When they come to visit me, they have to bring a hot dish.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. Spread the hot dishes from coast to coast. Let's make it happen.
Right. I got it. If they're going to come over and interrupt my jigsaw puzzle on the dining room table, they're going to have to bring something.
Oh, I love it. Lily Toblin's going to be at the Capital Civic Center in Manitowoc on October 26th, sneaking up on us, cccshows.org, if you want more details to get tickets. Lily, I got to ask you, you know, doing it this long, there's a lot of people that have done it as long as you have, and they've decided at some point to hang it up and just say, you know what, I've had a great career, it's time to move on and relax and enjoy things. What drives you to keep being out there and entertaining the masses?
I guess the need to be loved. I don't know any other.
Sure.
It's just always been, you know, people say to me, when did this tour start or something like that? And I say, well, it started about when I was about 8 on the back.
It's never ended. It's just kept going and going and going.
I've been putting shows on that long.
Wow.
I put shows when I was really small.
Sure.
And then by the time I was 8, I was, you know, creating and producing my own shows and trying to get the other kids in the apartment house to be in it.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, they won't rehearse. They won't show up.
Right, right. They need some dedication. I mean, they're 8. Come on.
Exactly. So I could see that I was the only one with real commitment. So I began to create the show so that I could do a solo.
And it's been going strong ever since.
Yes, it has.
That's
well,
awesome.
It has, truly. Well, you're kind to me, so.
Well, we really look forward to coming back to Wisconsin and coming to Manitowoc in particular. Lily, thank you so much for taking time today for talking to us.
And the theater, I know that theater is supposed to be just wonderful.
Yes, it's a really cool place to perform. Yep.
Okay, well, I'm very eager to do it.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, Lily. Thank you so much, and take care. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, Corey, all the best.
All right, you
Bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Goodbye.